This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
You get a mentor in the workplace because that's something we encourage the employers to do. It might not just be the line manager, it might be a supervisor that works with that individual every day. You've got the support of myself, the recruitment officers, you've got the trainer, and you've got the tutor that's delivering the course as well. So it's a real support.
Welcome to the Hit This GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College, hosted by me. Hi, I'm Ben Pearce, and I'm joined by a panel of education experts as well as students, and we're going to be giving you advice on what's next and what you can expect in the next steps of your education journey. In this episode, I talk to expert Karen Wheeler about apprenticeships and whether it is the right option for you.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group. Find the course that's right for you at one of their Ofsted Outstanding Community-Based Colleges.
People get their GCSEs through, and the first thing they think of is, what can I do next? And one of the options, of course, is apprenticeships. So what is an apprenticeship?
Apprenticeship is hands-on learning, you know, very practical. You earn money, you're in the workplace 80% of the time, 20% at college, and you're going to get that valuable industry experience in a chosen sort of career that you want to pursue.
How is an apprenticeship different to other study routes? You mentioned about earning money. I think that's probably one of the big ones.
Yep, earning money, no debt. I mean, there's lots of options out there, great options, university, college, T-levels. There is lots of opportunities. And for me, obviously, I'm ambassador of apprenticeships, love apprenticeships, have children that have done apprenticeships and children that have done university. So for me, I feel that it's a route, an alternative route, where you get that valuable hands-on experience, you're earning money, and there's no debt.
Why do businesses like people doing apprenticeships joining their team? What value do they get out of it?
It's investing in young people in the future. Lots of trades, for example, bench joinery. You've got lots of mature employers that are leaving and retiring, and they want to really upskill and bring new talent into their business. And whilst it's, you know, it's time consuming for that employer to invest with a young person or existing staff that they want to upskill, in the long term, the investment is, you know, second to none, because they're investing in their future and their organisation and keeping that trade going in the world, as it were.
Here's a big question.
Yeah.
I'm sure that everyone wants to know the answer to.
Yeah.
How much does an apprentice get paid whilst training?
Okay. So for a 16 to 18 year old, it's £6.40 an hour. Goes up every April. It's jumped up just over £1 this year, which is fantastic. So for a 16 to 18 year old, you'll get £6.40 an hour. There are many employers that do pay a lot more than that, which is fantastic. And we do encourage that, because there's lots of training providers out there, lots of other vacancies out there, and it's good to be really competitive. And sometimes I say to employer, if you just up it that sort of 25, 50p more, you might get more interest, more volume, different calibre. And we work very closely with employers to encourage that. I look at the labour market, look what's going on, look at the trends, and do my research and keep the employers up to date and give my honest advice. Of course, once they've turned 18 and they're in their second year of their apprenticeship, it does go up to the national minimum wage for that age group. So whilst some apprenticeships are 18 months long, some are up to 4 years long, so money will go up and up. And a lot of employers also pay for travel. They pay for their time at college, which is really good, their studying time. So again, at the beginning, when we meet our employers before putting vacancies on, we go through that all so that we are really clear with the employer, expectations, contract of employment, and just make it easier for the employer to invest in young people for the future.
You say the pay is expanding for apprenticeships. Yeah. What about the apprenticeships on offer? What type of apprenticeships are out there for people?
There's hundreds of apprenticeships out there, and I wish we could do all of them, but we can't. We do them across the six colleges, and we offer anything from construction, building, manufacturing, engineering, finance, business. There's so many. We offer 37 and fantastic courses that we offer, and we're really proud to offer those. Some we offer across two or three of our campuses. Some are just at one campus. Some workshops are online, so sometimes students don't have to come into college. They're done in the workplace. We have trainers, all industry experienced trainers that come out to the workplace every 8 to 10 weeks as well. So you get that wraparound care. You get a mentor in the workplace, because that's something we encourage the employers to do. It might not just be the line manager, it might be a supervisor that works with that individual every day. You've got the support of myself, the recruitment officers, you've got the trainer, and you've got the tutor that's delivering the course as well. So it's a real support.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery. Become an apprentice and earn whilst you learn at your local college. Visit ekcgroup.ac.uk.
Do you often see people go from an apprenticeship straight into work? What does an apprenticeship normally lead to?
That is our whole ethos. When we go and visit every employer, so any apprentice that is in place with the employer, we go and meet them. Mm-hmm. I've got 5 recruitment officers. We go out, we meet them. We have a duty of care to ensure the scope of work is there that matches the job description. Are they working in a safe environment? Have they got a contract of employment, insurance, all everything that I would want my son or daughter to be in a safe and supportive environment. And the end goal is that if that employer, like I say, is time consuming to take an apprentice, I've got 2 apprentices in my team. I have to give that one-to-one, that mentoring, progress reviews. But I know the end goal is I'm going to make sure that I keep those 2 apprentices, because I've invested that time. And if that's what they want to do and they want to stay on, I'm going to do everything I can to keep them, because I've upskilled them, I've supported them on their career journey, and I want to see them develop within their role and go higher up. You know, there's lots of opportunities within a business, and I want them to be the next me, the next recruitment manager. And if they don't at the end of the apprenticeship and they want to move on and do something else, that's great as well. So that's always the end goal, and we always encourage employers to give them that permanent long-term contract at the end of it.
And if I'm sitting there right now not knowing what to do next, and apprenticeship's an option, how would I know that I want to be the next you? How would I know that going to do an apprenticeship would be the right thing for me? What would you say to that?
I suppose until you get started, you don't know. And sometimes again, when we place apprentice into the workplace, we let them settle in for that 4 to 6 weeks before we enroll them onto the programme, because it's really important that they feel settled, feel supportive, and this is what they want to do. For some, it might be the start of doing something completely different. Like, I've got an apprentice that wanted to get into quantity surveying. We don't offer that particular apprenticeship. He didn't want to go to university. So I encouraged him to do a carpentry apprenticeship. So he did the carpentry for 27 months. And then he went on, stayed with that employer, and they paid and invested for him to do Open University in the evening. So he then did that for 4 years. And now, 6 years on, he is a qualified quantity surveyor, and you know, met him last week and really, really happy, growing, and now he's looking for a new apprentice within the business that he's working with. So sometimes, you know, I've got sons and daughters that have experienced and tried all different, and some, as long as they're happy and they're safe and they're giving something a go and try and see it through, and they might have done a business admin apprenticeship for 18 months and they know at the end of that that's not what they want to do, but their CV would look, you know, they've left school, they've either gone to college, they've done an apprenticeship, they look more favourable in their CV to employers, and just give it a go. I love apprenticeships. I'm proud to work in the apprenticeship team. I've been an apprentice myself, even recently, upskilling. EKC Group wanted to invest in me and keep me here for many years to come, hopefully. And I've done a leadership and management. So there's lots of opportunities, not just for young people, it's investing in staff as well. So lots of employers do that.
And are there any boundaries to people who can come and complete an apprenticeship? Is there any guidelines around it, or any routes of entry that sort of impact people wanting to go for an apprenticeship?
Sometimes, if I'm honest, maths and English sometimes is a bit of a barrier. As a training provider, we're very supportive with that, and I've got a great functional skills team that do support with maths and English. So sometimes if you don't quite get the grades and get a 3, for example, in maths and English, or a 2, we will still meet that individual, interview them, do some assessments, and it's about deciding who the employer is, whether they could get through functional skills alongside the apprenticeship. For many, you know, if they're on a four-year apprenticeship, they have to do maths and English alongside. A very demanding job. Some young people might have families at home or circumstances, and it's looking at all of that. And it might be then that I would say, enroll on a full-time course first, do the first year at college, get your maths and English GCSEs done, and then I'd love to see you a year later. And then we can take some time off that apprenticeship duration because they would have done a first year already. That you have to have the right to remain and be in the country for 3 years. And if you've got an EHCP, again, we look at that and support. We've got a fantastic ALS team, again, within the apprenticeship department. And it's case by case, individual. But what we do is give very honest, transparent and manageable goals and advice.
Amazing. Thank you for that, Karen. I believe one of our audience, a student, has a question for us. What's your name?
Lauren Hadlow.
Oh, hi, Lauren. Do you want to ask Karen your question?
If I'm interested in a specific trade or profession, can you explain how apprenticeships work and what kind of qualifications I can gain through them?
Yes, thank you, Lauren. So we do level two, level three. Some of our apprenticeships now are combined level two and level three, where industries and the feedback we've had is that we would prefer to start them off straight onto a level three. So say, for example, you've already been at college and did 2 years as a level two carpenter. Again, based on the employer, the scope of work, the industry you were going in, we would decide whether you would have to do a little bit more of level two and build up your portfolio with work experience and photos and evidence, and you'd be on a lesser duration, and then we'd put you onto the level three. At the end of that, you would get a certificate in apprenticeships. Some of our apprenticeships, you get different types of qualifications, but overall, you will get an apprenticeship certificate that you could then use to go on to the next level. So if you wanted then to go on from carpentry to level three, and then from level three you can go on to, say, construction site supervisor, which is again a really fantastic hands-on apprenticeship where you'll be leading on sites and project manage and all sorts of opportunities like that. So depending on the industry is depending on what qualification you get. But for every apprenticeship, you will always get an apprenticeship certificate standard certificate, which is recognised with all employers in all trades.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lauren. Cheers for that.
Thanks for listening to the Hit List GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. For more information, you can head to ekcgroup.ac.uk, and you can find the rest of the episodes of this podcast series at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.